Hello, everyone, and welcome to LWIM's Truth of the Matter, a daily podcast in which we share the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And God is helping us to do just that. My name is Gio. I am your humble host for these series of podcasts. We also invite you to download these for free on our website, lwim.org. Also, we invite you to download any previous podcasts so that you can be up to date and have a biblical perspective of current events. Lastly, I'd like you to write us. Just write us any comments or questions that you might have, and we can address them here on this show. info@lwim.org is the address. Now, on today's news front, we have some very troubling news coming out of various news sources in which they tell that President Obama will be piping a speech next week, September the 8th, into classrooms all around the country, beginning from pre-kindergarten all the way to sixth grade. Now, what is not troubling is the issue that he's going to be directing his speech at students, but rather what are the contents of the speech. And this has many parents and many lawmakers troubled with what is going to be said. This all originated because the U.S. Department of Education, in association with the White House, put together a package which was sent out in mass quantities to educators around the country. And within this package was the purpose, or gave away the purpose of this hour-long speech, plus any other activities that curtailed the speech. Listen to this. They were sent packets, study packets, and a letter from the Department of Education, complete with assignments and questions to ask their students after the speech. Part of what was included within this package is, quote, does the speech make you want to do anything, end quote, one of a series of questions that teachers would ask the students after they heard the speech. Another question was, quote, are we able to do what the president is asking of us, end quote. Now, part of the verbiage that has troubled parents and many other individuals are things like the following, quote, no other task is more critical to our economic future and our social progress than what these schools want to do. This is the kind of material that has made many parents particularly angry at the dire situation. Why? Because they see this as an indoctrination of children. In essence, this is not a speech to inspire students like many are categorizing this hour-long presentation to be, but rather to pipeline the agenda that the president has and what many liberals have into the students so that they can therefore push the president's propaganda. Now it's time for today's commentary. Part of the issue that I see with all of this is that this reeks of socialism. I'm pretty sure many of you have heard that word going around. And yes, socialism is evil. It is anti-biblical. It is anti-God. It is anti everything that God has established. Why? Anything that puts people under the control of one individual or under a particular government to the point where it oppresses people's God-given free will is anti-biblical. Remember that this is always the case. Read your Bible and you will see that this is true. Many have attacked democracy. Many have attacked socialism. I believe, this is my opinion, that theocracy is the best form of government, if you want to use that phrase. Why? Because since God is perfect and he is looking out for our well-being, he will never lead us astray. Remember, Jeremiah tells us that we cannot put our trust in man. We can never, ever put our trust in man. Cursed is the man that places his trust in man. That's what the Bible says. And when we place our trust in man, we are doing something that is anti-biblical, that is not mandated by God. And therefore, when we put our trust in man, man will always let us down because man has fallen nature abiding within him. Now, how does this all connect, you might ask? Very simply put, many have seen that our current president has many left-leaning inclinations, has many socialistic inclinations. And since these are anti-biblical, we have to denounce them. Remember, we look at things on this program, on these podcasts, via a biblical perspective. We don't look at them any other way. And therefore, if this is the truth, then why is it that he is going to pipeline these ideals to our children? Mind you, this is starting from pre-kindergarten all the way to sixth grade. These are young kids. So what kind of language, what is the verbiage that he will use to communicate these ideals to our children? Now, ever since of the uproar, ever since parents began to complain about this, the White House particularly has begun to change the language. Not too long ago, an individual by the name of Tommy Viator, which is a White House spokesperson, came out and said, quote, "We're clarifying the language." Now, whatever that means, obviously they have a hidden agenda. Obviously, there are those in power that have a hidden agenda, and they want to wreak that. They want to pipe that into our children. And we cannot allow that to happen. We have to denounce these things because they are, first and foremost, against God's will. And secondly, they are imposing on our freedom, which our Constitution guarantees us. Now, I'll leave you with this Bible verse, which goes particularly well with what it is that we are talking about here today. And this comes out of Matthew chapter number 18, verse number 6. "Whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were drowned in the depth of the sea." God takes this very seriously, ladies and gentlemen. Little children are innocent. We should not be piping anything evil into their hearts or into their minds. And lastly, I'd like to leave you with this quote. I'd like to start using a series of quotes that our founding fathers in this great nation have said in order to inspire your heart, not only to search out for and protect your liberty and your freedom of speech, but also to see how these men were inspired by God to say the things that they said. And this comes out of Andrew Jackson. In his farewell address in 1837, Andrew Jackson, the president, said the following: "But you must remember, my fellow citizens, that eternal vigilance by the people is the price of liberty, and that you must pay the price if you wish to secure the blessing. You have no longer any cause to fear danger from abroad. Your strength and power are well known throughout the civilized world, as well as the high and gallant bearing of your sons. It is from within, among yourselves, from cupidity, from corruption, from disappointed ambition, and inordinate thirst for power, that factions will be formed and liberty endangered. It is against such designs, whatever disguise the actors may assume, that you have especially to guard yourselves. You have the highest of human trust committed to your care. Providence has showered on this favored land blessings without number, and has chosen you as the guardians of freedom to preserve it for the benefit of the human race. May he who holds in his hands the destinies of nations make you worthy of the favors he has bestowed and enable you, with the pure hearts and pure hands and sleepless vigilance, to guard and defend to the end of time the great charge he has committed to your keeping." That's all for today. May the Lord shine his face upon you.